Boys, thank you very much. Now, one of the our mainstays on the Grand Ole Opry is that versatile young fella. Of course, I think maybe you boys know who I'm talking about. The little man with the grit, big boys. The old Cole Tater boy. Little Jimmy Dickens, boys.
That's mighty, mighty nice. No, you fellas didn't mean that, but I love it anyhow. When I was a little boy around the table at home, I remember I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. And that is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. And then the preachers, they would come to stay a while with us. I would have to slip around and raise a little fuss in fear that I would spill the beans or break a china plate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Well, I thought that I'd starve to death before my time would come. All that chicken they would eat and just leave me the bun. The feet and neck are all they left upon the china plate. It makes you pretty darn weak to take an old cold tater and wait. Now, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. And that is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always have to take an old cold tater and wait.
Okay, boys, thank you a lot. You know, it'd tickle us to death if we could just bring every one of you men up to the microphone here and let you say hello to the folks back home in America. Of course, that'd take too long. We can sing a little song to the folks back home, so we want all of you men to join in, and good and loud, so the folks back home can hear you. And let's put that best barbershop foot forward and sing a little song, I Want a Girl, just like the girl that married dear old dad. Boys, let's go, huh?
I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad. She was the girl and the only girl that daddy ever had. A good old-fashioned girl with heart so blue, one who loves nobody else but you.
Come here, Grant, will you? Watch now, watch carefully. There.
So what? You just pulled out a cigarette, didn't you?
You're right, but a making cigarette. While you were watching, too, rolled it so fast and so firm and smooth that you thought it was already made. Now, that's what you can do with Prince Albert. Because Prince Albert's joint tobacco is crimp cut so that it clings to the paper and it doesn't blow around. It doesn't dribble out the end And I tell you, for my money, there's no tobacco in the world like Prince Albert. And now, the number one folk song in America right now is a little tune called The Lovesick Blues. And of course, we have the boy here with us today, boys, who is responsible for all the commotion that tune has caused. Let's give a nice big welcome to the old boy from Alabama, that big, long, tall, lanky, lean Hank Williams. What do you say, boy?
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful girl. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. But she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied. But she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful girl. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
Well, sir, boys, here is a treat that you've all been waiting for. We have that beautiful international traveler, Miss Grinder Switch of 1930, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Pretty girl to come over here where y'all are. Oh, I heard what two of them said just now when I come in here. Well, sir, though, I was coming in out there and two of them were standing there and they were just kind of throwing their eyes over my way, kind of casting sheep's eyes in my direction. And one of them said to the other, and he said, "Ain't that the ugliest girl you ever seen?" I said, "Yeah, she's ugly, but she may be a pretty good old girl. You know, beauty's only skin deep." Irvin said, "Well, let's skin her." Now, I tell you, I had an awful hard time getting to get away over here. Now, my feller didn't want me to come over here. He liked to have a fit when he found out I was coming over here. Just last week, my feller come by to see me, and we were sitting there on the double settee. It was late. It must have been 8:30. And he says to me, he says, "Minnie Pearl, I wish you wouldn't go over Germany where all them handsome fellas is at." He says, "What would you do if you was to get over and run up on a bunch of them fellas that would just kiss you at the drop of a hat? What would you do?" I said, "I reckon I'd be all the time a drop in my hat." I ain't had no trouble yet, though. I'm still hoping. We had a party the other night and played a kissing game at Grinder's Switch, and I'm telling you the truth. There was some old girl there, and she kept hollering, "All right, let's play kissing games. Let's play kissing games." My throat was so sore the next day. They played a kissing game where they'd draw a circle in the middle of the floor, and a girl would stand in the middle of the circle, and a fella would either have to kiss her or pay a fine. I made $11.85. Well, sir, seeing all you handsome fellas over here puts me in the mind of my cousin Elmer. He's been down the South Pacific, and he was he's telling me about them girls dancing them hula dances. And I says, "How do them girls dance them hula dances?" And he says, "Well, that ain't hard to do. All you do to dance a hula dance is you tie a bunch of hay around your waist and a bunch of oats around your neck and then just rotate the crops."
Thanks a lot, fellas. Here's another little song, boys, that I'd like to sort of dedicate to Prince Albert. The best tobacco, I think, in the world. A little song here that's called "I'm Throwing Rice at the Girl I Love." I'm throwing rice at the girl that I love after she just said I do. I'm throwing rice with a smile on my lips, but my heart is breaking in two. She was my gal and he was my pal, but she loved him better somehow. I stepped aside after I kissed the bride, and I'm throwing rice at her now.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Billy. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, thanks a lot, Billy. Thank you. Thank you.
Boy, that was wonderful. I'm telling you, that was wonderful. That was wonderful.
You're talking about Prince Albert, I guess, huh?
Well, I meant your singing, Red, but Prince Albert is wonderful, too, in making cigarettes. No, it's no kidding, buddy. It's rich, full-flavored, and mild and cool.
Yeah?
Clear. I'm just going to go and roll me one, right?
All right, and while you're rolling one, Rod, we're going to call Roy Acuff back up here to do us a little calling for a square dance. Boys, if you feel like dancing, well, let it roll, huh?
All join in, circle around, grab your gal and head for town. Swing her high, swing her low, turn her loose and on you go. Hurry up, boy, and don't be slow, you ain't as ragged you was a while ago. Chase the rabbit, chase the moon, chase that pretty girl around the moon. Can I join in with you?
Well, we hate to bust in here with everybody having such a good time, but men, we've used up just about all the time that they'll allow us. We couldn't get all of the Grand Ole Opry gang who are here in Germany this week into this 30-minute show tonight. But next Saturday night, our program will be coming to you from Berlin. That's Berlin, Germany. At that time, we'll have more Grand Ole Opry Globetrotters, as we call them, Jimmy Dickens and Hank Williams and Jimmy Riddle and several others. This is Red Foley saying good night for Vinnie Pearl, Rod Brasfield, Roy Acuff, and Judy Martin, and all of the Grand Ole Opry gang.